Welcome to Chess Times, a Chess Gaja podcast, where we bring you the latest and greatest from the chess world. It's episode 3, and it's a new year, a fresh start, and already a flurry of action with international tournaments, collegiate championships, and exciting online chess.com events.
Yes, absolutely. It's always inspiring to begin the year watching these competitive scenes light up. You know, chess really is such a profound intellectual arena. The talent, the strategies, honestly, it's like storytelling, but on a chessboard.
Right? It's exactly that. Unlike games that depend on luck, chess is pure skill and strategy. Every game feels like a mental duel where players are constantly trying to outthink, outmaneuver, and sometimes just crush their opponent's plans.
And that's what makes it deeply fascinating. There's this rhythm to it, isn't there? A twist here, a surprise there, a position that looks hopeless suddenly turns gold. And every player walks away wiser too, ready to come back sharper in the next battle.
Totally. Plus, I think viewers love that there's so much to analyze, discuss, and learn, whether you're a grandmaster or just tuning in for the excitement.
Exactly. So, let's not keep anyone waiting. There have already been some epic games to jump into this year. Shall we dive in?
Absolutely. Let's dive right in. Starting with the titled Tuesday events, what a way to kick off the year. The late titled Tuesday was especially electrifying. And the star of the event, Le Liem, the Vietnamese grandmaster, taking the crown in spectacular fashion.
Yes, Le Liem's performance was absolutely brilliant. You know, he's not only one of Vietnam's strongest chess players, but also one of the most consistent performers in blitz formats. Watching him navigate those endgames, it was an art.
Totally. He's so quick to spot opportunities. It's like he has this laser focus, and somehow, even in the chaos of blitz, there's this calm precision to his moves.
Exactly. Calm is the perfect word. He approaches the game like a painter adding the final strokes to a masterpiece. And speaking of chess artists, Jose Martinez, Jospem, took the early titled Tuesday blitz, showing why he's such a formidable player.
Right, Jospem. He has this absolutely fearless style. I mean, he'll just crush through defenses with these beautiful tactical blows. It's like he's daring his opponents to find the best moves and then proving they can't.
And his speed, oh my goodness. It's not just about making good moves, it's about making them lightning fast. There was this one sequence where he dodged a losing position with what seemed like a reflex move. Unreal.
That's where blitz really gets exciting, right? It's instinct over preparation. Blink and you're out of time or out of position.
And in that chaos, the best players still manage to shine. It's such a treat to witness. These games really set the tone for what's ahead this year.
Speaking of excitement, let's shift gears to the Pan Am Intercollegiate Team Championship. This is always such a fun one to watch every year. It's where you see universities, colleges, even community and technical colleges all going head-to-head. And honestly, the energy here is just unmatched.
You're absolutely right. The Pan Am Championship is a cornerstone of collegiate chess in the Americas. This year brought teams not just from across the US, but also from Canada, creating such a vibrant and competitive atmosphere.
Totally. I mean, watching the teams strategize, seeing the camaraderie alongside the intensity, it's kind of like a chess version of March Madness, you know?
Exactly. But I'd say it's even richer in depth. Collegiate players bring this fascinating blend of youth and rigor. They're at that stage of constantly proving themselves while also refining their skills, working as part of a team. It's poetry through competition.
And that format is so exciting, right? Like, you've got these four boards per team, and every single match counts. It's not just about individual brilliance. It's about strategy, balance, how the whole team can push through together.
Absolutely. And that balance is so critical. You see teams adapting to each round, shifting their lineups, figuring out where they can gain an edge, and where they need to shore up their defenses.
And the stakes are so high. I mean, yeah, it's collegiate, but the caliber of play is just immense. You've got so many grandmasters and future grandmasters here, no doubt. Some of these players will go on to crush it on international stages. It's like watching early stars before they explode into the universe.
Precisely. Each board tells its own story, sophisticated openings, daring sacrifices, and that suspense as the clocks start to tick down. This tournament, year after year, proves why collegiate chess holds such a cherished place in the American chess calendar. And in this year, the University of Texas at Rio Grande Valley won the event with the perfect 6 out of 6 match points.
Wow, such a strong display of strength. It's one of those events where you can feel the potential in the room, right? These players are just on the cusp of breaking into the elite tiers of chess, and you know some of them are destined for it.
After diving into the incredible energy of the Pan Am Championship, it got us thinking about some other recent tournaments that brought major action to the chess scene. The Rilton Cup in Stockholm turned into a high-stakes drama of its own. GM Leon Levayek started off strong, taking the early lead, only for Egyptian Grandmaster Bassem Amin to stage a dazzling comeback. Bassem Amin, he's such a trailblazer, isn't he? One of the best from Africa, just consistently showcasing that he's world-class. That win must have been electrifying.
Absolutely. His games were like a masterclass in resilience and strategic depth. Watching him navigate through those critical rounds with precision and confidence, it felt poetic. And seeing his triumph at a tournament as prestigious as the Rilton Cup, it's a moment to remember.
These kinds of comebacks are why I love chess. You've got this battle of tactics and mental endurance, and just when you think it's over, the underdog, or in this case, the virtuoso, steps up and surprises everyone. Chess magic, right? If the Rilton Cup and Title Tuesday is any indication, we're in for an incredible chess year. Between Martinez's brilliant performance and Amin's comeback win, it's already been a whirlwind of blitz brilliance and inspiring comebacks, and that's just the beginning.
Absolutely. The beauty of chess lies not just in the moves played, but in the stories told through these games. We're witnessing triumphs, challenges, and resilience, a true reflection of the human spirit on a chessboard.
And I think we barely scratched the surface, right? So many tournaments lined up, so many players ready to shine. 2025 is already shaping up to be unforgettable.
It certainly is. And for those listening, we'll be right here with you to share every triumph, every twist, and every move that makes this game extraordinary.
All right, thanks for tuning in to Chess Times, your go-to for all the chess highs, lows, and everything in between. Stay sharp and keep that board ready.
Take care, everyone. Happy playing, and may your games be as grand as the names we celebrate.